Slays.
Yes, yes. Back in the building. Like I always like to say, it's Man Like Roland from Pros Only Sports. Big up to my guy, Bic, Raw Football Talk, each and every single time for his support. But I got to give him something back. You know, he gave me a little task and told me to talk about a kit that probably resonated with me. Gave me a few options, so I picked this one. And so welcome to another kit story. This time, we're speaking about a team that didn't even make it to the World Cup. However, the kit that he gave me was from 06 in Germany's World Cup. And the team I'm talking about is Italy. Now, funnily enough, the kit that he actually provided me to have a little talk on, the Italian team didn't even wear it at the competition because they were wearing that Azzurri blue. Now, when I say Azzurri, that blue is so striking. It's kind of like the Mediterranean Sea in a sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, but that's the thing, is like you have to actually go to the Mediterranean to be able to see what I'm talking about. That blue is so striking, it's kind of like the sea, right? So when you go into places like Italy and Greece and places like that, and you look out to the horizon and you see the sea, if you're in some of them coastal towns, you know what I'm talking about. That same blue that you see in the sea is the same blue that was on that kit that they wore right throughout the tournament in Germany in 2006. Now, let's talk about this Italian team, man. I mean, over the years, they've had, you know, some very legendary players from the likes of Roberto Baggio, Alessandro Nesta, Paolo Maldini, you know, Francesco Totti, Andrea Pirlo, Christian Vieri, Del Piero, like, just so many names. Cannavaro, like, I can just rattle off so many names and so many legendary players. In 06, they had a very strong squad themselves. Like, you know, like, they had the likes of Cannavaro, who was the captain. They had Fabio Grosso, who had a really good tournament himself. Obviously, you know, the likes of Pirlo was in there. Del Piero was in there too. There were just so many good players in there, man. Like Buffon, Daniele De Rossi, do you know what I mean? Like Gattuso as well, man. There were some really good players all across the board. And to be honest with you, like, you look at that squad of players and you say to yourself, hey, why not? Why couldn't they win the World Cup? Like, I mean, they had so many good players, but then there was also so many good challenges, right? Like, you had the likes of Brazil, you had the likes of Ronaldinho, R9 was, you know, towards the end of his career, Adriano was there. Then you had the likes of France, you had Zidane, you know, the likes of Thierry Henry and players like that, and Patrick Vieira. Then you had the likes of Portugal, who had Cristiano Ronaldo. England, even though they didn't do as well as you would expect, that team was stacked full of stars like Gerrard and Lampard and Rooney. You know, Argentina with a young Messi, Raquel May, Cambiasso. There's just so many names I could just rattle off. And this Italian team, you know, they was able to fight through all of that and was able to come out with the ultimate prize, becoming the World Cup winners in 2006. And you say to yourself, usually Italy, they've always been bridesmaids, never the bride. Like, but let's talk about this kit, man. This white kit. You know, when I look at it from a certain perspective, like, I feel like this was when, in 2006, this is when Puma started to get themselves into the market and started to produce some fire kits, right? So the reason why I'm saying that is because Puma also manufactured a lot of the African teams' kits, and that's somewhere where I can relate to a little bit better, right? Because when I saw that Ghana kit for the first time, I saw that Ivory Coast kit, I was like, yeah, Puma definitely know what they're doing with this. And those kits are iconic for in their own right for those countries and those players. This Italian kit, this white kit, obviously, you know, it's a striking. They still have a bit of that striking blue, that Azzurri blue, that Mediterranean Sea blue in there. The crest in the middle, you know, with the Italian flag. Then at the top, it's saying Italia. And then, you know, blue trims on the sleeves. Like, I'm telling you, man, it was a good kit for me to see them in certain games, potentially in the qualifiers and then a bit after the World Cup. But they didn't actually wear it within the tournament. They didn't need to. Their Azzurri blue clashed with every single kit, so it was good enough to be able to wear against every single team they faced. Obviously, I believe their opening game was actually against the country I'm from, Ghana. We lost that game 2-0 in our first ever World Cup. And, you know, that was an interesting time, because you're looking at that that Italian team and you're saying to yourself, look at all the stars, look at Zambrotta, look at Inzaghi in there, Maserati's in there, you know, Gilardino's in there, you know, Luca Toni was there too, do you know what I mean? There's just so many good players in that squad that, honestly, like, it's just, it's crazy, man, it's crazy. Like, but yeah, man, that kit for me was one of the fire kits, the better kits that we've seen out of that tournament, to be honest with you. A lot of the Puma manufactured kits looked really good. They were all pretty similar in their own right, but then they had their little details that, you know, kind of resonated to the country that, you know, it was being represented for. And for Italy, they kept it very simple, very clean, very fashionable as well. You know how Italy, you know Milan is a place of fashion and all of that. Like, you already know that they came through with their Armani suits through the airports of Germany and all of that, going to their team hotel when they came with their little delegation. And then obviously on the pitch they looked the part as well, with this crisp Azzurri blue kit. This white kit as well is pretty crisp, I can't lie to you. So, you know, if they was done in that in the tournament, it would have been a winner for sure. And then obviously, you know, they were winners in the end of it, you know, picking up that trophy against France in the final. Obviously we saw an iconic moment with the headbutt from Zidane, basically signing off his career at that point. You know, this Italian side, they were a very rugged side, you know, if we're being totally honest, man. They did a lot in that tournament. You know, I feel like they scored 12 goals in the tournament. You know, Buffon was the best goalkeeper. And then obviously I think Pirlo came out with the bronze medal as well. But yeah, man, it's crazy, man. Luca Toni scored 2 goals in the tournament. You know, he was in third position, you know, in and amongst a lot of players that scored numbers of goals as well. But yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, and you look at some of the Italians that was in that all-star team, you know, a squad of you know, the 23 most impressive players at the World Cup. Obviously Buffon was in there with the goalkeepers, Zambrotta and Cannavaro were in there with the defenders, Pirlo, Gattuso and Totti were in there with the midfielders, and then Luca Toni was in there with the forwards. You know, Italy, you know, came out on top of the final rankings when you look at everything that happened in the tournament. They played 7 games, they won 5 of them and drew 2 of them. They didn't lose a game throughout the tournament. They scored 12 goals and only conceded 2. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you look at that, you say to yourself, that is the essence of Italian football, right? Being able to defend well. The fact that they only conceded 2 goals in the whole tournament, 307 games, kind of tells you exactly what that team was about. You know, masters of defending. But then when the time was right, they was able to score the goals that they needed to, and they scored 12 of them. So, you know, to get them through. And totally, and you know, let me just pick out a couple of moments that I can remember from the tournament. You know, like that semi-final against Germany, for example. You know, they won 2-0 after extra time, scoring 2 goals right at the death, Fabio Grosso and Del Piero. You know, you look at the penalty shootout against France in the final, like, you know, they scored all 5 of their penalties. Pirlo, Maserati, De Rossi, Del Piero, and Grosso with the final penalty. Like, it just shows you, man, it was just perfection from start to finish. They didn't don that white kit, but that Azzurri blue is always going to be etched within our minds. And, you know, they had a little trim of blue on it, so it still was kind of keeping to what they needed. But hey, man, look, that's enough of me. I just want to say big up to Bic for this cool idea. But make sure that you stay tuned to Raw Football Talk. Go follow them on Instagram. Go also listen to their podcast on Spotify as well, Raw Football Talk. Big up to my guy Bic each and every single time. Roland from Pros Only Sports signing out. Peace.